Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today we have on the show the special guest. His name is Jacob Washington, and he is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist who has a new album coming out in October titled This Side of the Sky. And we wanted to interview Jacob because his album actually has a number of songs in an intelligent design theme.
When I was young, I was just a loner, sitting on my rooftop staring at the stars, wondering if someone up in the sky was staring back at me. And that's when I took to the streets with my guitar strings, searching for the architect of all these things. Oh, and curiosity sparked my soul. And common sense kicked in as I looked around at the numbers and the measures and the units, all the fine-tuning needed for life to exist in this great big abyss.
So, Jacob, welcome to ID the Future.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let me just say it's a real honor to have you on the show. As you and I were talking about before the interview, it's not very often that we get to have musicians on this show. And so I am just really excited about getting to talk to you about your album, and thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, definitely, man. It's my pleasure.
So first of all, I want to tell our listeners that you got to check Jacob out. Again, his album is titled This Side of the Sky. It's coming out in October. And Jacob is certainly an explicitly Christian artist. And as ID the Future listeners will know, ID the Future is not a religious podcast. We interview folks from all different beliefs and backgrounds on our show. And we still wanted to have Jacob on the show very much because his album has an intelligent design theme. As a matter of fact, I think, Jacob, you mentioned intelligent design by name a couple times in your upcoming album.
Yeah, in one way or another, I definitely, that is very much what the record is about.
Okay, well, it's clear to me that you've studied intelligent design and you've studied the topic of origins quite a bit, and I'd love to talk to you a little bit about that. But before we get into that, what are some of your musical influences and what would you say really shaped you as a musician?
Oh, man, I think it goes as far back to Bach, Michael Jackson, Max Richter, Keith Green, Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix. It's a real fusion of music. I didn't grow up listening to one type of music or anything. I was really intrigued by just all the different flares and different ways to communicate through music.
That definitely shows in your album, Jacob. And of course, I'll put this disclaimer out to our listeners. I'm no music expert. I have a very eclectic range of music that I listen to. I mean, I haven't even told you this, Jacob. I went to the same high school as Snoop Dogg in Long Beach, California. So, I mean, I kind of have some hip-hop roots, you could say, I guess. I mean, I can't say I ever met him personally, but he did go to my high school. So I'm nobody when it comes to music. But I will say, you have a really diverse range of sounds in your album, This Side of the Sky. Some of it comes off as rap. Some of it is pop. A lot of it is hip-hop. Would you say you have a diverse sound? I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would kind of explain it to people as eclectic hip-hop pop. You know, it's kind of, which I guess that can encompass so much. So yeah, definitely.
And your songs are very intellectual, Jacob. I do listen to a fair amount of hip hop and rap. And I think that a lot of people may not realize that it at least can be, maybe not always, but it can be a lot more intellectual than popular stereotypes would have you believe. But your music is very intellectual. Who would you say are some of your intellectual and philosophical influences?
I'd say, Isaac Newton, Albert Einstein, James Clerk Maxwell, the Wright brothers, Amelia Earhart, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and this list is very eclectic as well. C.S. Lewis, Martin Luther King, you know, I love people that, first off, wouldn't take no for an answer, you know, who really were strong in the message that they were delivering. And thinkers. I'm a thinker myself, and I love people that are thinkers.
A lot of those people are scholars and intellectuals who were very brave in promoting their views. I think a lot of folks who are into ID can relate to that because there's a lot of pushback on intelligent design. Sometimes you got to really be confident that this is what you really think is true if you're going to go out there and be an ID proponent. So,
right.
I mean, you're taking some risks just putting intelligent design into your album.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Every day.
How did you get interested in intelligent design originally? What got you interested in this topic?
Man, I think I've always been incredibly intrigued with space and the fact that we're just floating out here in this, you know, this great big abyss. I always see things and immediately think of their functionality, you know, like the process and purpose behind something intrigues me for some reason. And when I look at like the human race, just the human species, man, we're so peculiar. You know what I mean? Like our functionality, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you know, all of these things blended into one thing. It's just incredibly intriguing to me.
You don't often hear hip hop songs about intelligent design. Why did you feel this was something important to approach from a musical angle?
I think it's honestly, to me, one of the most important topics that we can discuss just in general. And again, this can go on the side of faith or just science. I'm kind of surprised other people haven't really approached it much in music. I think there is in documentaries and film several different approaches to it. But in music, I haven't really heard people do it. So, I mean, for me, it was something that I felt very led to do. But when it comes to my belief or my faith or my stance on it, it's confronting two questions that I think every single human being has in common, at least, that we ask ourselves these two questions. This is just what I believe. You know, maybe I'm wrong and not everybody does, but I truly believe everybody asks themselves at one point, how did we all get here and what is our purpose? Like, I just believe that everybody has that question on their mind at some point, whether they tuck it deep down and don't care and just live life to the fullest and don't worry about all that. I believe everyone thinks about that. So for me, it's something that musically, it just made sense to talk about it because it was such a big catalyst in swaying my belief, you know, in God, you know, and my belief in intelligent design.
Obviously, as you said, I mean, this is a topic that carries so much meaning for us as human beings, and we often express meaning through music. I can't believe that more artists aren't doing what you're doing. And so I just think this is spectacular that you are getting into the topic of intelligent design through your music. I wish that more artists would do that, and I hope that maybe you'll be an inspiration to others to follow in your footsteps here.
Yeah, hopefully, man. It's definitely not the easiest thing to write about, but I think it's important because even coming from it, approaching it from a layman's aspect, which I believe I'm there. I'm no scientist. I'm definitely not, you know, no scholar in any of this, but I think from even the layman aspect of it, there's so much that screams creator. So I want to try my best with this album and shed light on that and hopefully help people to understand the value of life. Because I think when we stray away from intelligent design or, you know, all of these proofs and facts that I believe are there and blatant for us to see, I think that's where we lose the value of life. That's where injustices really breed. And that's, you know, that to me is something I hate to see.
Couldn't agree with you more. And as you said, everybody asks these questions, whether you are a scientist or a non-scientist, or maybe you're a musician and a, I mean, everybody right. asks these same questions. And so I like the fact that you're making this accessible to everyone. And I want to encourage our ID the Future listeners. I know that we've got a lot of folks who listen to this show who are scientists. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you don't listen to much hip hop or pop. Take a little risk and check out Jacob's album. I think you're going to like it. You may be branching out into areas that are a little out of your comfort zone. Check out Jacob's album, This Side of the Sky. I have a feeling that you're going to realize that, hey, you can actually benefit from approaching some of these questions from a musical angle as well. It's not just about studying math and science, although, hey, that's what I did for a lot of my studies. I appreciate that as well.
Right.
But you can also address these questions from a musical angle. So I want to say I love the line in one of your songs. It goes like this. It says, scientists winning big awards for discovering what's already there. Then they label these theories with great big words so that everyone is confused on how we all got here.
Brilliant scientists winning big awards for discovering what's already there. Then they label these theories with great big words so that everyone's confused on how we all got here.
That is so true. So, I mean, what inspired that line? I think that was very insightful. Where did that come from, that line?
So I think it goes back to, and you know, you may be asking this question in the future, so I'll just cover it now, but it goes back to my favorite argument on intelligent design in general. I think proof of purpose, I kind of call it proof of purpose, which is kind of like an expanded version of the watchmaker analogy, I guess. You know, I mean, everybody's heard of the watchmaker analogy, right? So I want people to take away from this record that it's a no-brainer, 100% logical and rational to believe that this was all a plan and purpose. There's so much care and detail that to me is evident in all of the functionality of this human life. I mean, even if we just look at the fingerprint, you know, or our DNA and being able to read backwards and forwards and do different things, and just all of those things are so incredibly orchestrated that to me, it's kind of silly to act like, you know, when we discover something, that is a truth that is already here. It's set. It's a law. It's been here. To act like we've done something so great. Now, yeah, I mean, great to give accolades for these incredibly brilliant guys who are doing things that I wish I could do. But at the end of the day, the way who we give that credit to, I think, is the difference between the two worlds. Like, the credit goes to the creator. We are just uncovering truths that already exist.
The fact that scientists go out there and they're not making up truth as they go along. They're discovering things that are already there.
Right.
There's this famous line that's been said by many philosophers and mathematicians. They call it the unreasonable effectiveness of mathematics. And the idea of why is math so amazingly effective at describing the world we live in? When we make a mathematical proof, we're discovering something that's already there. Well, why is it there? How did it get
right.
there? Why is this universe so infused with meaning from top to bottom?
Right.
I think that your music really expresses these proofs, as you say, in a very compelling way. So you said in one of your songs on the album, which I don't think it's available yet at the time that we're recording this, so I won't, you know, give it away, but it says, there's more proof to intelligent design than any theory that exists.
Yeah.
What is that expressing? I mean, are you comparing intelligent design to other theories, or where does that line come from for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I'm comparing it to, I mean, and this, again, this goes beyond just science. I mean, yes, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different theories and different belief systems as to how we got here and how things formed and functioned. But again, you look at the purpose behind something, you know, and I hate to keep going back to like the watchmaker concept, but it is so logical. It is so logical to look at the proof of purpose. When you see a helicopter flying in the air or a pair of scissors, there could be as extreme or as simple. All of it has purpose, and we know that because we create. I mean, we're created in the image of a creator, I believe, and that's why we create. We're constantly creating as human beings, and which to me, that's even more proof of biblical truth, because God said we're created in his image. So we constantly create. All we do is create.
Yeah, we create things. We're able to infer design in nature because we see the kinds of things that human beings create.
Right.
Like you said, we make a helicopter. We make scissors. We make things that where parts are put together to have a purpose, to have a function,
right.
as you're saying. But then we look at nature and we find the exact same thing. You know,
right.
we look at the human body and we see all these parts that are put together. You don't just have a heart. You have a heart with a circulatory system.
Right.
With the lungs. We have all these parts that are put together
right.
to work towards a purpose.
What's even deeper is that you look at nature, and this is probably where you were going, but you look at nature and all we're doing is replicating what's happening in nature. Like birds, butterflies. You know, wings on a plane, kites. I mean, what you can literally talk about anything, a car. I mean, it's literally patterned after so many things that happen in just the normal biological system of humans. So, I mean, proof to me screams, it screams at us. I think we make it harder. A lot of people make it harder than it really needs to be. They're complicating it.
There's a number of studies that show that children, when they're maybe like, you know, under the age of 12 or 13, they tend to overwhelmingly believe that the world was designed, that nature around them was designed. And it's only once they start trying to talk them out of these sort of innate beliefs, these innate inferences that human beings make that we were designed, that they start
right.
to go off in other directions. But yeah, the inference
yeah.
is so simple and it's so compelling. And you really have to try to go against your own intuitions to come to another conclusion.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, I always say it takes far more faith, blind faith, I would say. You know, everybody talks about this faith that we as believers have and how that sometimes either ignorance or silly to believe in something you can't physically see. And, you know, they have this conversation. Man, I think you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot with that for your own argument, because at the end of the day, man, like it takes so much more faith. It would take so much more faith for me to believe that matter, which didn't exist, simultaneously just existed and banged into each other and did this and did that. And, you know, it's like to come up with all of this purpose and laws and systematic functions that nature and human beings have. To me, it's honestly preposterous to believe that.
I think you're articulating what a lot of people think, from lay people to scientists. That is the essence of the argument. Okay, well, I think we're running out of time for our first podcast interview with you, Jacob. So will you stay for a second interview with us?
Absolutely, man.
Okay, so here we have Jacob. He's an up-and-coming hip-hop pop artist. He's got a new album coming out in October. The title is This Side of the Sky. Also, I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but he has a single that's also available on YouTube. It's titled I Believe. It's one of his multiple songs on the album that has sort of an intelligent design theme. I highly recommend that ID the Future listeners check out his album. Again, it's available in October of 2014. Whether you are a scientist or not, you're going to enjoy his music, and he's very intellectual, and he's really got a lot of great things to say, expressing from a musical angle about intelligent design. So, Jacob, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you guys, man. It's been a blessing.
All right, we'll come back on the show and stay tuned for more with Jacob. Again, his website is www.jacob.com. That's J-E-K-O-B.com. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.